Massachusetts gambling regulators have further extended the shutdown of the state's casinos and slots parlor, but are starting to look at how the businesses can safely reopen. With little discussion, the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, meeting by teleconference Friday, voted to keep the casinos dark until May 18th. That's in line with the latest orders from Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker, noted Commissioner Gail Cameron.
We were, waiting for the governor to come out with new orders, and it's entirely appropriate for us to follow suit.
The MGM Springfield Casino, Encore Boston Harbor, and the Plainridge Park Slots Parlor were to remain closed until May 4th, in keeping with Baker's order that shut down non-essential businesses. Earlier this week, Baker extended the order to May 18th. The Gaming Commission decided on March 14th to close the three casinos after Baker limited gatherings to 250 people. Initially, that was to be a two-week shutdown, but it has been extended since to adhere to the governor's latest directives. And the date could change again, said Commission Chair Kathy Judd Stein.
Things are still very fluid, and we really have no sense of the exact timing, but as always, we work to be prepared.
The Gaming Commission has started working with the license holders to figure out what it will take to reopen the casinos.
What we do know for sure is it won't be as simple as unlocking the doors and switching the lights back on.
Both MGM and Wynn Resorts, which operates Encore Boston Harbor, have casinos in Macau that were closed when the coronavirus hit China and have now reopened. Wynn has put out a 33-page plan for reopening its properties in Las Vegas. It includes requiring people to have their temperature checked before entering the casino. Employees and guests will wear masks. Slot machines would be moved 6 feet apart. There would be limits on the number of people seated around the gaming tables, which also would be spaced farther apart.
Whatever the plans are, they will require a robust public education campaign for customers and employees.
With the casinos closed for 7 weeks now and counting, Massachusetts has lost tens of millions of dollars in taxes on gross gaming receipts. On April 1st, MGM made a $5.5 million payment to the city of Springfield. That was $2.3 million less than what was due, according to city solicitor Ed Pakula.
Hopefully it's not lost. Hopefully it's just deferred. I mean, that's the plan.
Mayor Dominic Sarno in a statement said he looks forward to the MGM casino returning as, quote, a driving economic force, employing thousands of workers and spending millions of dollars on local vendors, end quote. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.